Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Deuce, and on Wednesday I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday. Talking about I love them, love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterbay.
The Diva Squad. Squad.
This is Thaisa, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy is what it is.
Hey, welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby, baby.
Miss Mo, IDGYA, VA,
yeah, then the middle like morning to the EA. All of my exes mad, cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future or the scene. So I bet you wishing that you had me back, and knew my frame. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, what is foul? What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, but I'm never running out. Checking in, that's straight from the bands, I'm coming out like
I'm coming out.
You are now tuned in to GQ Power Radio, Radio Love, Fan, 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 the Diva Squad.
Back on air. My diva Storm in the building. And Ray Queen, what's going on, lady?
Hey, yeah. Yes, you're here.
I don't even sound like my normal purr. You don't.
That's all right. You didn't.
I don't. I need a vacation in like ASAP. I think. Like yesterday.
Well, let me know when that is so I can jump in your bags.
Me too.
I'm going.
Me too.
Wait, listen. So you're going to have your trip coming up real soon, girl. Right?
I know.
Yes, welcome, folks. Yeah. Again, it's been a minute for us. Everybody just has stuff going on. And, we'd like to welcome y'all back to Love Fantasy over here at GQ Palace Radio. This is an adult show, so we promote 18 and older callers. And over here we deal strictly on opinions. We're not licensed psychologists, so we're not here to fix anybody. We'll support you if we can. So we hope you enjoy the show. You know what, Storm? You know, I think I missed the last time. We missed giving out the email information and stuff the last time, and I said, gotta get my mind right, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right. So let me hook you up with that. So anyone that's looking to give Maya, she was fine the whole time.
Of course.
That's looking to give, to send any questions in, any topics in, feedback on any topics, as well as any sponsors, because we are accepting those as well. You can send it into either GQ002@gmail.com, or you can send it to GQ Palace Radio, all lowercase, all one word, and that's @gmail.com. Either one of those work. You get to us both ways.
Right.
GQ Palace Radio.
Right. Thank you for that information, Storm. Thank you for that little help, because our sister's struggling just now with that.
Yeah.
So we like to give a birthday shout out to whoever's celebrating a birthday. What is this? Leo season?
Libra.
Libra season. Yes, it's Libra season.
Leo / Libra. Yes. Happy birthday to my teacher. Just turned 17. And my mama, who's forever 21. Happy birthday.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday, Auntie Rachel.
Happy birthday, Big Rachel.
Yes.
So of course, we'll be on air next week. I'll say happy birthday to him anyway. And happy birthday to Rich Money. His birthday is on the 5th. Yeah, we got a couple.
Okay.
His birthday is on the 5th, and Destiny's is on the 9th.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a Libra house right here. And I'm a Capricorn.
Yeah. Do we have any nonstop media coming up or anything?
I did see something online, but to be honest with you, I'm going to throw it out there. With working the two jobs, going to school, and now trying to plan a wedding, I did not check into nonstop media, but I will do it
right now,
because, I've been extremely busy because I'm trying to balance all of it at the same time in a timely manner.
Balance?
But yes.
What is
quick.
That?
Okay,
what's
so
balance?
Yes. I know, right? So nonstop media is Sunday, October 8th. Sunday, October 8th is nonstop media. So, of course, if you're interested on submitting being able to be in the event, you can also reach out to Rich Money or Santana. I will not give you Santana's phone number, but I will say you can reach out to Rich Money on Facebook as well. Special guest judges will be in the building. Chrissy from VH1 will definitely be hosting again. So it's $1,000 prize. So it's also a $20 per person plus one free drink. So, or technically you pay $10 and you get two free drinks, whichever one you want to do. But either way, Sunday, October 8th, nonstop media event.
Okay.
Shout out to Santana. Let's get it.
Yeah. Awesome. And you can find Joe. Joe is also on Facebook, too, Joe Santana. So,
nonstop media. They want, a lot of stuff to go through nonstop media. So, if they look up nonstop media, it's on there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's get it.
So how have you ladies' week been going? I've been too busy for my own good, you know. To the point where I was just really snappy today. I'm like, oh my God, I have to shake that, you know.
Yeah, you sick, Diva? What's up? Got the heebie-jeebies? What's going on?
Y'all listen. There's just stuff. I got just stuff going on, you know. But
Yeah,
but I, like I said, I got to shake that off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Yeah, we can get together this weekend, this Friday night, people. Let's get it Friday night, Friday night, all right, the squad, let's get it. Yeah, we could do that, we could do that. I'm free. Okay, maybe we need that, maybe we need that week, that Friday night out, you know. That's true, definitely need it, definitely. That's true, we could use the ladies night Friday. Yep, we could come to your house or wherever, I don't care.
Oh, yeah, come on
right.
over, girl.
It's on.
All right. So what y'all been up to? What y'all been up to?
Well, you know me. I just been working, but, you know, been so much stuff going on the internet. You know, I'm a great debater. I see all of these posts and stuff on the internet, and I engage in them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's been a lot of stuff going on that, I mean, I think a lot of people try not to get involved, but I think it affects us all indirectly, you know, especially as far as, you know, this protesting and things like that. And I got into a discussion with a man today, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he, it's a white man, so he said that, not all white people are racist and stuff like that. So every time somebody see me, they calling me racist. So I said to him, now you kind of have a little feel of what black people have been going through for many years.
Oh, sugar, honey, I see.
I said, not only have they been called names, they've been lynched, castrated, raped, belittled. I mean, and the list can go on. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
people
calling you a racist, that just doesn't equal out. It doesn't amount to the same. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I said, now you got a little bit of taste of what black folks have been going through for so long, you know. You're dealing with a bipolar president, you know. The man, he's bipolar. He has issues going on. And this is what we have to deal with. It's crazy. It's sad, you know.
Yeah, it's a lot. But what do you what's your feedback on? I know that's your feedback for what happened when you got with you and the gentleman. But as far as all the other stuff and the kneeling down. But before you answer, Diva, just the phone lines are open. The number to call is 646-200-3838. We're gonna give our topic, and then you guys are more than welcome to call in and press that one button so you can give us your feedback on the topics that we're discussing.
Yep.
So what would you say? Go ahead.
As far as, you know, with all of this protesting and stuff is going,
yeah.
It's a major deal for me, because people of color have been treated so unfairly, in this place we call America. You know what I'm saying? And now when stuff is being brought to light, like I said, the truth has never really been told. The truth has never really been told as far as it goes with slavery and different things like that. The history books are totally wrong. Now, I'm going to say totally wrong, but they are missing a lot of information. Mm-hmm. And what's happening is there's white people that don't know, just like some black people don't know about what really went on. You know, so a man said, again, another discussion I got, and he was like, well, matter of fact, it's the same man. He was like, well, you weren't a slave, and I wasn't a slave owner. I said, but you have to go back and see how things were set up back in the day is the reason why a lot of things run the way they are now. You understand? So what happens is slavery was only pacified. It was never really abolished. It was kind of swept under the rug. We're going to give them enough just to shut them up. You understand what I'm saying? So maybe maybe they could stop the protesting and everything. But then you started, then you get people that are racially profiled and shot down in the streets, which is what really got the protesting started. Well, a lot of these black men and women of both, black men and women have been shot down, and nobody's being held accountable for it. As a matter of fact, the victim themselves are being held accountable for that, for being black or being in the wrong place at the wrong time. This is what's causing a lot of this stuff, the racial injustice.
So let me ask you, though, Diva, well, both of you guys, do you think that with all of that that's going on as far as the kneeling and, because, I mean, you're not the only one that's, like, going through, like, a lot of debates and stuff online and at the workplace and, you know, and people are, you know, definitely showing their true colors. Do you actually think that all of this is, like, a way to distract America from what, like, other stuff that's going on?
Well, I totally do.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's, a debate like this is something that we've been having for a long time. You know, Obama was president before Obama. It's like, it's not a new debate. You know what I'm saying? If anything, it's more like, what's the reason everyone is doing all of this now? So to me, I feel that it's a distraction from other stuff that's being done that they don't want you to focus on or be concerned about. They want you to pay more attention to this, what's going on. Okay, everyone kneeling down. Okay, the president has, you know, fire them or suspend them, you know. The African-Americans that's kneeling down. Okay, so are we surprised? I hope not.
Right, because we know how this
president is. Guess what?
Right.
Excuse my language, but all the people that voted for him knew how he was too. This isn't nothing
that
was something new, but I just think that it's their way of distracting us from something else that's going on to me.
It's a distraction from genocide, and this is my personal opinion again. You know, you have them trying to repeal and replace the Obamacare, something that's actually working, not just for him, but, I mean, not for us and the minority and stuff, but his own people use that, and this is why they can't. But without the proper health care and all kinds of stuff, you know what happens to African-Americans? To start. You know what happens to African-Americans? Because of the melanin and stuff in our skin, it causes our disease to heighten, like diabetes and stuff like that. It causes to heighten. It enhances it. You know, so without proper medical care and all kinds of stuff, guess what? People die off. So that's why he really want to get rid of that. You understand? He wants to get rid of it because people will die off.
All right, so Diva, just real fast, we're going to go back to that, but we do have our first caller. Our topic for this evening, you guys want to continue talking about, you know, like them kneeling down and being distracted, or do you guys want to talk about a topic? Besides that, you want to mix it too. It's up to you.
We can mix it wherever the conversation goes. We'll do
that. So for the callers that are just calling in right now that are listening, we're pretty much just talking about, you know, the news, you know, everything that's going on in the news as far as, you know, them kneeling down and the, you know, athletes kneeling down, the president having his comments to say about the athletes kneeling down.
Yeah,
we're pretty much just talking about that. You know, what's your feedback on it? Do you feel that there's a valid reason for them to do it? Do you feel it's a distraction? Like, what do you feel, and what's your opinion about it? So we're going to bring on our first caller real fast, Diva.
Hello, Diva.
First, I want to give a great big shout out to Rich Money and Storm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm not taking y'all off the subject, but I do want to say this real quick. I was the one to announce my first engagement, and I'm damn so happy to announce it now.
All right, now.
You sure did. I had to brainstorm, back then. I brainstormed and made up my little poem and speech and everything. And God, I was so happy. I'm so happy for you guys. I love y'all. y'all might hear a little noise in the background because I am in Philly. Yay! Visiting my babies, all three of them.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting outside because they're in the pot. So I'm outside, but I had to call and, hey, give my respect
Always.
I love and miss you, Diva, too.
We love you too.
Yeah, let's talk about that. This
now, see, now you got a reason to come to New York in December. Just saying.
I've already said that. Look, that's on my to do list. I can't miss that. The only one I'm missing is a doggone snowstorm. But then I'm gonna have to come before. I just want to. I really want to let you know. Next time I come to Philly, I want to come up and spend a few days with you girls. I want to do it
whenever you're ready.
All of us can get together.
Listen,
but I'll let you
know.
I'll let you know
because
I missed y'all.
We
have been together, all four of us, in a long, long time.
It's
time for that reunited. And then December the 19th, 16th, I come up in that bad boy with heels on, bad knees and all, but I'm going to twerk it that night.
Oh, my God. So
turn up.
We're going to have a show just about that because y'all know I'm about to turn. You know I got a fall storm. If I don't fall, it ain't right.
Well, listen. Do me a favor. Fall outside of the catering hall.
Outside and after.
Not.
Oh, my God. No, I'm just guessing, but I plan to be there.
Thank you.
So,
we really appreciate it.
I'll stop now. I'll stop acting up now.
Okay. Ready. Serious time. Ready.
Yeah, I want to talk about that, Ms. Mobetta. Mobetta, I'm sure I don't know if all of y'all seen it that I put up. They going through all of this, but what about the National Anthem in school, Pledge Allegiance? Y'all didn't go off about it like that?
Seriously. That's not even meant. Y'all took that out of schools completely. They don't even say the pledge. They don't even say the Pledge of Allegiance. And you know what? I asked that guy that. The guy who I had the debate with, I asked him that. I said, well, if that's the case, why is it, why they can't say it? Because they took God out of everything. And they don't want to say one nation under God. So they took the the pledge out of the school.
That was a good question. This one woman had put up, do you stand when it's praying time? Or do you kneel?
You said they took the Pledge of Allegiance out of the school?
Yeah, they don't say the Pledge of Allegiance in the morning anymore.
Or the National Anthem.
I know for us, every time, we go to the school, it could be for whatever event, awards, meeting or whatever. They do it. We do, even for orientation, for Destiny, for high school, we did it.
Does she go to a private school?
No. It's public.
Wow.
Honey, we can afford private. What's wrong with you?
Look, you can do anything. I'm going to take you where I took my daughter the other day. You can do and be anything you want to be as long as you set your mind to it. And I know for a fact, Miss Storm, you're that woman, okay? Thank you, and let's go on with the conversation.
Miss Twisted, let me throw it back to you real fast, okay? Storm has a soon-to-be 25-year-old and a 13, soon-to-be 14-year-old. And Storm went to public school, and Storm's family went to public school and got a good public education.
I know that's right.
And on top of that, I'm sorry, but even when we talk about, not switching the topic a little bit, but even when we talk about colleges. Like, even when we look at, like, colleges, I'm going to colleges for, like, because I'm going to be a nurse. I want to go for nursing. So, like, I'm taking all of my steps right now to be a nurse. When you talk about different schools, some of them are like, oh, girl, go to Farmingdale. Farmingdale for what? I can go right to Suffolk, too. What's
your
people tend to, like, oh, well, do this, you know, because it might be private, or do this because it's a SUNY CUNY school, whatever it may be. My thing is this. If I'm going to get the same education at the end of the day, the only thing that's different is the class
time you money.
And the teacher
I feel you.
The amount of money. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I feel you on
thing.
That.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Now, even if I could afford the private school, I would still go for the public school.
Public.
I don't feel like sheltered, you know, or take them away
I give you props on that.
School, you know what I'm saying? So, trust me.
And you know what? She don't need no private school.
Because
I want to really say Daz is very smart, so it wouldn't matter where she is. She's going to ace it out. So it don't matter.
You know.
Amen.
And I'm proud of her and proud of you and Rich Money because
and her father and everybody
that had a hand in that because she's a very talented plus smart young lady. And I am very proud of her and I'm proud of y'all.
She's there.
And like you say, you're right. That extra money, they're teaching the same thing.
I could use that for college tuition for her girl.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, the uniforms that you got to buy.
Let me tell y'all stuff about private college and private school and stuff like that. I can give y'all some stories. But we don't want to scare people off the line at night, so we'll say that for another time.
Okay.
That's like a horror show.
I'm sorry.
What do you think about them kneeling, though? Do you think that it's... they should, you know, spend more time focusing on the school and education, or do you feel like it's more a distraction for something else? That's really
I think
going
both.
On?
But can I say this? I'm sorry to butt in, but I don't know if y'all noticed or did y'all see where that fireman was talking junk to Coach Tomlin?
Ooh, did you see that? Killer,
he called him a nigger.
He called him a nigger.
But then
he
wanted to come back
no
and apologize.
Nigga.
A no good nigger. Well, one of the no good niggers. So he's using this not just for Tom, but this is something that he does often, I feel.
He wants to apologize.
Oh, so you've seen that too, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I just want to know.
You know, and like I say, I feel like they're blowing it out of context, and it's not about the military. I've seen a lot of military guys that I know said it has nothing to do with them. You're not pledging to them. You're doing it to the flag.
Let me tell you something, right? The same guy that I was in a discussion with, I'm telling you, it's probably still up there. So he says, oh, well, look at those NFL players. They beat their wives and all kinds of stuff. I said, listen, you can't take two or three stories and apply it to more because contrary to what you believe. And let me tell y'all some stuff that I know and not what I heard. Military men beat their wives and abuse their wives even more.
Everybody.
So
everybody
let's not go there. And this is what I know. Let's not pick and choose what you want to glorify or what you want to be justified and all that stuff.
It's not justifiable. Y'all got to excuse my French,
but I told him, I said, you want to do something, let's start grabbing the truth by the pussy.
You're right.
Y'all had to pardon my French. That's what I told him.
But you know, stuff like this, it boils your blood. Like, you know, because they're constantly trying to justify what the real deal is.
But
you know
what it is? They made it. They know what it's about, but they're trying to flip the script now. And again, they're trying to make the victim the suspect. You understand what I'm saying?
Y'all remember Reverend Armin that came on the show that one time about the gays? Like, y'all can like add him, he's going in like, you know, he said, I feel like I'm preaching. He's been doing it for the last couple of days. Some of the things that he is, Reverend Armin,
It's Rashad Amand, A-R-M-A-N-D, and it'll come up. His name will come up and everything. But he is making so many valid points. Like, he had this one girl going back at him, like you had the discussion and debate with the man, Angie. And, you know, nothing for nothing. She's Caucasian. And he had to go in. He did not want, I don't think he wanted to go there, but he had to explain to her, you know, and they're putting up the words like, you know, the whole thing has changed. Like, at the end of the day, you know, who have always pledged to the allegiance?
Well, you know what?
Like,
you know what, too? Donald Trump should have kind of minded his business when it came to that situation.
Yep,
you stay
yep.
out of NFL affairs. You have bigger fish to fry with North Korea and health care. You worry
Puerto
about somebody
Rica and all these people that's dying.
Because,
like, they need.
Hold on, T. Because contrary to what he thinks, still pledging the national anthem is not a law. It's still a personal preference. And the song, the original song, talked about people owning slaves. The man who wrote the song blatantly did not even like black people. So why do we need to respect that? It didn't become a national anthem until 1931. So that's a personal thing. You do not have to stand up for that national anthem.
No, you
and
don't.
And it has nothing to do with the military or anything, the Constitution or anything. It has nothing to do with that. That's just what y'all chose to be. The why can't they sing God Bless America?
Right.
Everything that gets in right now, Diva, that's what I'm asking. Do you think that that's a distraction? Only because why would he get so worked up in something that honestly really has nothing to do with him? One.
Because he's a bigot.
Right, but guess what? It has to me, I feel like it has to be he's hiding something else besides being a bigot at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because there's no way you're going to put your two cents in something big like this and it has nothing to do with you. You're supposed to be running the world. You're supposed to be trying to figure out what you want to do with the Obamacare.
Exactly.
You're supposed to figure out how you're going to block those missiles that China about to let go. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
You know, he had no business being president in the first
place.
No,
he did.
That's
he
the bottom
did.
Line.
That's what the bottom line. That's what the people get for voting him in.
All sorts of ruckus. Ever since he's been in the president, the whole world is stirring up. All these storms, tearing up everything. Everything is just turning upside down.
You know what it is with him? It's the chickens. Yep, it's the chickens coming home to roost. That's what that is.
Mm-mm.
You understand? And with him being there, ain't really got nothing to do with us. It's gonna affect his own people. Because us as black people really ain't got nothing. We don't really have nothing we're talking about. You know what I mean? We might have a little house, but we don't really have nothing major like the Rothschilds and people that are actually really running the government. We're not in those kind of positions. So
but you
he's not really even a threat to us.
But you remember
when
they
cause genocide? I'm telling you, believe it.
Like I'm bringing up something old. I'm bringing up something old. Like you remember when Ebola came out? It was about something. After that ruckus was over, you never heard nothing else about Ebola.
Nope.
Yeah, you're not.
Like you said, Storm, he's hiding something because of the simple fact, guess what? When that deal is over, he's going to forget all about this kneeling. He's going to forget all about that. That's going to be in the past. It's going to be something else to come up, you know, dealing with whatever situation. Like
well,
you say, he's thrown off.
Yeah, because he don't, first of all, he don't even know how to man his position. He don't even know what he's doing.
Right.
You know, so everybody's like, we're sick of politicians. What is it about a politician that you're sick of? I'm trying to figure that out. And how much money has he saved you since he's been in the office? Now, I want to see what he's going to do about these taxes that he claims he's going to lower. Oh, it's going to be lower taxes for the middle class and anybody with a... Let's see how you work that. That ain't gonna happen. He's good for blowing smoke up people's behind. Like Hillary said, he's wrote a lot of books, but most of his books ended at a chapter 11. Stop playing.
Of course they did. Of course they did. And guess what? Not for nothing. As long as people tend to support him and people tend to have his back. He's always going to be there. He's always going to have something to say.
That's
and
a
he's
fact.
Always going to destroy this country. I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, no, that's a fact.
Instead of people, only thing that's happening right now to me is that you get to see people once again for who they really are, just in case you forgot when the election came. I'm just saying. Just in case you forgot who they were at election time, this is right here a reminder. Let me tell you who I really am. That's what that is.
You're like, are you serious?
And,
really?
Right. That's what that is. Let me remind you of who I really am and how grimy I can really be. That's all I'm doing right now.
That's a fact.
And then give me six months from now, I'm going to do the same thing just in case you forgot and you got comfortable again. So that just goes to show people that it's time to wake up and pay attention. Within every 6 months or every year or whatever it is, guess what? Something happens that's supposed to wake you up. That's supposed to give you another eye opener just in case you forgot that you're getting too comfortable. To me.
Right.
My opinion.
Well, you see how the natural disasters come. Let me tell you something. What parts of these countries got messed up? Everywhere that Donald Trump wanted to send those people back got messed up. Where are you going to send them to?
Yep. You
think of something?
Hello?
While you at it, put those care packages together and start sending some care packages down because guess what?
Now you're going to have to take care of them anyway.
Right. Any place you want to send people back to, now they have a natural disaster. And now you're still going to send stuff down there. They're still going to take, let's just say everyone coming together and sending packages and sending money and sending food and people volunteering down there and everything.
Uh-huh.
Guess what? That's what's going on right now.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm sorry. I feel like it's a distraction. I feel like something else is really going on that he's trying to hide. And eventually it's going to come out. And then someone's going to say, well, damn, that's why everybody pays so close attention to this. Just saying.
I agree with you. Totally. I do totally agree with you. It's something going on. And you know what? The sad thing about it is he ain't even really controlling it. He's just a pawn.
Right.
It's people bigger than him that's handling this stuff. He's been dancing with the devil, Putin.
Yeah, but his job was just to go in there and stir up a little bit more ruckus. That's what his job was, and he did it.
Right.
That's what
his
job was. You go ahead in there and you stir up a little bit more ruckus. That's what you do. You show them that you're on our side as you stir in the pot. You show them.
Right.
You show them, and that's what he did. That's what he did to me.
Mm. Well, I think he's a terrible leader, and people think just because he is a leader that you have to respect. No, respect is earned. He has to prove himself. And we already know just because you got in there don't mean you won. You got in there because they helped you get in there. So let's. Like I
he
said,
needs
you
to go. He
you
needs
have to start
to
calling
in
a spade
opinion.
A spade.
Yeah,
but guess what? You call a spade a spade, but at the end of the day, you still have so many people that are backing him. You have so many people that are on his
side.
Right.
And people with money. Money or no money, because there's even some elderly white, let's just say Caucasian people out there who have absolutely no money.
Yep.
They had money back in the day when they probably owned some slaves. But right now, guess what? They don't have no money. Only thing they have left is their property and whatever money that they're getting in on from Social Security. But guess what?
They
need that Obamacare, too, at the end of the day, when you think of it.
Well, see, that's why they can't get rid of it.
Social Security you got, baby, you still going to
need it. That's why they can't get rid of it.
They just don't know what they got themselves into voting for this a-hole.
Exactly.
They don't know what the heck they got themselves into. They just messed us all up.
Yeah, and even some of the, like, perfect example, even with some of the patients at the job, like, some of them, you know, their parents are definitely Trump supporters. You could definitely see them when they walk in. You could see their attitudes. You could see how they are to the average black person. You know, like, you see it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, at the end of the day, do you want to pull them to the side? Of course you do, you know. Do you want to pull them to the side? But, like, you know what? How's your mother and your father doing? Oh, they living off that Social Security? I hope you put some of that money you got to the side for them, because they're going to need it too. Just as much you think
yep.
as it's going to affect everybody else, it's going to affect the Caucasian people too. It's not just the African-Americans
exactly.
that it's going to affect. It's going to affect
but
a lot of people.
They keep trying to blame everything that he does. Oh, the media, the media. When are y'all going to start holding this man accountable for how he talks? Now, listen, he called those people.
Straight up clown.
That's bottom line. Now, he called those people down in Charlottesville, talk about there's some good people, but want to call the NFL, the men in NFL, sons of bitches.
Right.
Like, what does that tell you about this man? You understand
that
what I'm saying?
Well, I'm
going to
tell you what
completely.
That tells me. He speaks what a lot of people want to say. That's what he says.
Right.
Yes,
that's why they love him.
Yep.
Exactly. He says what the next person wants to say, but they're afraid
mm-hmm.
to say because they know
mm-hmm.
that, guess what? There's no security there. There's nothing that's going to block somebody from going in and attack you. So his
and
job is to
certify
and to speak exactly how they want to talk. The average person sitting right next to them. Guess
mm-hmm.
what? They're saying to themselves, oh, them son of a bitches, them black motherfuckers, them niggas. That they
mm-hmm.
have the nerve
yep.
to do that. And guess what? At the end of the day, the average white person's like, you know, if they don't get their nigga ass up and stand up and do this and do that, guess what? That's what he's saying, what they're thinking.
Yep.
Exactly.
So my thing is, when you think about it, what you mad for? What you mad for?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, what are you going to do about it? It's
right.
enough people upset and everything, but what do we do about it? We don't sit and argue with somebody about it. What are you going to do
yeah,
about it?
You really can't, because a lot of times, see, at the beginning of the day, people do have their personal preference. You might like them, I don't. You understand? But the majority here, we see what kind of person he is. You know what I mean? Now, I'm like you, what's the next step after protest? What do we do now? Because that you have to hit up high. Because us little peons are nothing. We don't hold no water nowhere. You know, we try to open the platform, you know, for people to speak out and stuff about it. But you need people in higher places that can actually make a difference, that can actually go toe-to-toe with them. The people like Oprah's and Tyler Perry's and different things like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
but you have those
mm-hmm.
people, they're going to play the background because of statuses. Statuses
right.
statuses are holding them back.
Mm-hmm. So guess what? Statuses
yep.
are holding them back, right, at the end of the day. As the statuses are holding them back, and the average, let's just say, middle-class person, they got something to say. If the statuses are holding them back, what makes you think they're going to listen to the average middle-class person that don't got nothing?
That's what I'm saying. We don't hold no
mm-hmm.
water, you know what I mean? So, I mean, we're protesting and all that stuff, but we're doing that just to vent. It's really a vent for us. That's all it really is, you know, because what's going to happen next? Who's going to step up to the plate and do something? Colin Kaepernick started it, you know, and it spread abroad. It spread again to the NFL and NBA,
mm-hmm.
some Major League Baseball players. It's
mm-hmm.
it spread abroad. Now, when are the laws now? When are the laws going to be put in place to where you cannot discriminate against black people? They made it for gays. Why can't it be for black people too?
Yeah, but guess what? Let me tell you something. If the black people stood together like the LGBTQ stands together, we'll be great.
We'll be good. Look at
we'll
it. All the white
good.
People
stand we'll
together.
When
we stick together,
them
exactly, people,
Rachel.
They all, right. Every race sticks together except our race. It's a shame. It's
and you know
sad.
What? We're, and we are accepting everybody else.
Exactly.
So when
stay
you
away.
Out,
we got to wake up.
When you talk about taking over, right? Well, think of it, right? When you talk about taking over and you talk about kneeling down and you talk about making America great again, what are you really
saying? That
saying
has got to be,
you know?
That saying has
but,
got
but
to be the
what?
Stupidest saying I ever heard.
But guess what? What are you really saying?
Like,
yeah, but look, what are you really saying? Because to
mm-hmm.
me, do you think that the average, let's just say, Caucasian person that you're next to, you know, one of somebody, if not them, somebody in their family might be like, well, damn, you know, I don't want to sit next to this person. I don't want to talk to this person. They might still have those tendencies. And I feel like Trump was put in that situation by a lot of people. He was put there by a lot of people. Now those people might be kicking themselves in the butt. But guess what?
I told you.
How do you fix it at this point? That's what I want to know. Because the debates are good. The debates are interesting, you know. When you when you can get your point across and you feel like, yeah, I got that person, you did. You got that person for a minute. And then at the end of that person going to still be the same person that they're going to be. So what
that
are we
doing
different?
Anyway.
Yeah, what are we doing different? How can we help our children?
Well, see, that's the thing.
How
like
do
you
we
said,
help them?
We have to start building alliances like, you know, just because I'm – there's like this lady on there, she was like, I'm not pregnant, I just choose not to date outside of my race. That's fine. I'm all for that. You understand what I'm saying? I'm all for that. Why we can't build ourselves up? Why we always have to be the one of accepted? Now, they'll still glorify and recognize the Holocaust. Those people have been paid reparations as well. But they want people to, they want us to get over slavery. What's the difference? Why we can't, we have to start looking out for each other. We don't do that enough. We have a very high rate of single parenthood. You know what I mean? I mean, we already know with the justice system. I'm not even including that is because that's one of the most crooked, corrupt systems in this country. So I'm not even including the mass incarceration that we have going on. So there's so many other forces that are dividing us to where we don't feel like we should even look out for each other. We don't really have much.
Yeah, but
we don't really have anything.
But think of it this way, okay? Just like I said, my opinion also. Think of it this way. When you break it down, right, and you start with your household, and you start with how you're raising your children, how you're preparing them for society, right?
Right.
And let's just say the Caucasian neighbor that's across the street, he likes to come over to your house, or your son likes to go over to his house, which is fine, right? But guess what? Then you have the other neighbors down the block. Let's just say Caucasian people. Let's use it as an example. Let's just say them down the block. Guaranteed, they're gonna all stick together to a certain extent. Now, when you live at your house and you have your neighbors who, let's just say your four neighbors down the street are all black, you got the person that want to compete with the person next to them because they got the fancy car. They got the one person that's next to them that got a better house. Or you got the person that's next to that, the person who's struggling, who's trying to make ends meet and keep up with the Joneses. See, the other people, they're going to uplift each other. They're going to share their sources. They're going to make that, let's just say that $5, $100 real fast. Now, if you go to our neighbors, we want to make that $5. We want to take $5. We make it $100. But guess what? That $5 only going to be $20, only because they're not going to stick together and uplift themselves.
No,
so
not
me,
at all.
That's why like I like to talk about sometimes like
that's
women uplifting women, only because I feel like you have to uplift each other. It's easy for us to tear each other down, but if we start uplifting each other, we're teaching our children, our daughters, our sons, our grandchildren, whatever it may be, we're teaching them that this is how you're supposed to treat one another.
You're right.
To me, I mean, that's just how I feel, because I could tell you, I could be down and
but
out right,
right
now, and I could call one of my friends who's Caucasian. I said, you know what, girl, I need like $200, like ASAP. I got
that's
something I got to go do, this, that, and the
other.
You
better
and
believe
I guarantee
that.
You, within 10 minutes, that person says, you
know
what, we'll come and get it. I
that's
can call,
a
the, I can call, let's just say, my black friends, like, girl, I got something to do. Like, I can forgot, same story I gave the white person, I can get a black person. Girl, I ain't got it.
I ain't
going to
ask no questions.
I got that. Before I even finish the sentence, guess what you're saying? You ain't got it.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? And mind you, the next
you
day,
got a point.
You come with some $400 bundles in your hair.
Yeah. Hey, talk about it, girl.
But you ain't got
You better say that. You better say that.
See what I'm saying? So to me, I feel like we got to uplift each other. We got to uplift each other. And I'm going to tell you, even like with like the planning of, you know, like the wedding and stuff like that, I'm going to tell you, it's some of my, you know, Caucasian people that's more like, girl, listen, I could do this.
Right.
I got you.
Already.
And then already, before you even say what you want or what's your idea in your head.
Right.
But then
right.
I have some of, like, my Black friends that's like, oh, okay, I might be able to do this, or maybe I can do this, or
just don't
I
say
might
nothing.
Be free on this day.
Don't say
I don't
nothing.
Know if I can do it. Well, I'm,
yeah.
But then, when you make the decision already, well, damn, why you ain't wait for me, girl? I could have helped you.
Right.
Oh, I could have did that.
You know you could have called.
Oh, I could have did that. Oh,
really?
Oh, then they'll sit around and talk about how it looked. Like, oh, that looked cheesy. Oh, why she do that?
Exactly.
Why you didn't help?
Right.
Why you didn't help? Or I wasn't offering you enough money? Like, is that the case?
Yeah.
Is it a money thing? I'm not understanding.
But see, that's why I said it. To me, it's uplifting each other. It's if we keep tearing each other down, we ain't never gonna have nothing.
Never,
you know?
Never.
Exactly. We need to stick
what?
Together.
Right.
We need to stick together like all
especially
these other races
women.
Do. Stop stepping
especially
out of our race
women.
And all this mess. It's disgusting. We need to stick
it
together.
Is.
We need to get it together because we look bad enough as it is.
Right.
Well,
right. We look better.
Together.
We look better as a whole. I'm just saying, it's nothing more better
yeah.
than some strong, excuse my language, Black women pulling
exactly.
together and taking,
exactly.
stepping up mountains and tearing down stuff. To me,
yes.
That's why I always
yes.
like that. I think it was Women of Brewster Place. I think it was. It was an
uh-huh.
old movie, but a wall
yeah.
was put up there, and
yep.
they all
yep.
came together mm. and they knocked that wall down.
And
but guess what?
That
they
wall
didn't
down.
One person. They stuck together and they did that. They knew they were in that community. But guess what?
Yep.
They didn't let that tear them down. They still
right.
stuck
yep.
together. You know what I'm saying? So to me, I just
right.
feel like as women, we got to do that. We got to practice what we preach, and we got to keep uplifting
right.
each other. If you know
right.
that you know how to do something, or you want to, oh, well, you know what? I can do this with the kids today, or what do you want to do with the kids? Communicate
right.
about
mm-hmm.
it, because our kids need us, because right now, this
exactly.
is
mm-hmm.
a messed up country to be living in. When you got kids going to school, you got the MS-13 gang, you know, you got
that's
this
right.
other gang
yep.
that's killing people, that's leaving these bodies. You know, like, you got a lot of stuff going on. And
a lot of
you
negative
better believe
each
that.
Other. We need each other. We
you're
need
right.
more positive and negative. And I just feel like it's so much negative. It's like, are we going to make it, you know?
Right.
Say pray
right.
to people.
Because the next one hating on the next
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
We
it's always
struggling.
Somebody hating on
up.
Each other. Like,
power,
and
power
it's
to my
uncalled
sisters.
For.
Mm-hmm. Power to my sisters and brothers. I mean, and listen, I love my Black men just as much. I mean, like I said, just because I love mine doesn't mean that I hate any other. You understand?
Right.
It's just I
mm-hmm.
like to uplift my own first. I like to uplift
right.
my own, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know. And I don't want people to get that twisted. Like, oh, is she prejudiced? No, I'm not prejudiced by any means. I am not prejudiced.
See, you know what? I agree with you, and I'm gonna definitely continue to like uplift my own first, you know. But I'm also not gonna turn my back on the person that's alongside of me that may not be the same
no,
race
no.
that's uplifting
right.
me. You know, that's
right.
uplifting me constantly, because I know for me at my workplace it's a constant struggle. You know, I don't know. I'm
mm-hmm.
sure it's the same for you guys too. It's a constant
mm-hmm.
struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're in a position. You might be in a position of power, or you might be trying to get to that power, or you might work for a boss who doesn't respect you because of the color of your skin, or doesn't respect
mm-hmm.
you just for you, who you are, or how you
right.
might not be a yes ma'am, you know. You
right.
want to
right.
make sure that, like, if you guys could stand, whoever you could stand with that person, and I believe
right.
that that's where that United You Stand should come from. It's the people that's coming
yeah.
together that's going to make a difference, not the people that's in charge that's going to tear everybody down eventually.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Stay prayed up, people, because we in trouble.
You do have to stay prayed up. It, regardless of the situation, you still got to be prayed up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
yep.
stay prayed up every day.
We fighting against some evil spirit.
Yes, we are.
And now we're fighting against some evil. It ain't flesh and blood. It's the spirit of some
mm-hmm.
high places.
Mm-mm.
I'm not trying to get spiritual and all that stuff, but it's the truth.
It is. You're right.
Yeah.
It really is. You are honestly right. And why do you think one of the guys was saying the other day, like at the job, as an example, he was saying something like, the churches don't go out to the community anymore and try to like recruit young adults. You know, they don't recruit them anymore. Before, he said, like, they used to go out, You know, they used to do, like, community outreach programs and stuff. Like, there was other programs out there that people could go to help, like, recruit the young people, to help get them off the street and to show them that it's a better way. He's like, you know, they don't even have that anymore. So when you got somebody that's like, oh, you know what, let me try to get you to be a part of this gang because we could show you family, we could show you loyalty. Guess what? They're going to be quick to do it because there's nothing else out there. If your parents are at home trying to instill, let's just say, church in you, right? And then you're like, oh, I don't want to listen to my parent. And then you got somebody else that's on the street saying, you know what, yo, come to this community outreach program. Let's try to, like, you know, make a difference. So let's go here after school versus, oh, let's go to this house over here and get drunk and get high or, you know, join this gang because they family, you know. Oh, I want to listen to my family.
They showing us love. They buying us sneakers, you know, and they're getting a lot of the outside influences when they do see people with nice clothes and all of that stuff, not knowing how these people got this stuff. You know, like you said, they come up with the gangs and stuff that's offering them that outlet. They're offering them that outlet, so it's easy for them to just say yes. You know what I mean?
It's family. Let me help you with family. Let me give you a way to make money instead of going to school, getting your education. You could do this that might take you 10 minutes, but you can make $50 to $100. Not telling you that you're going to have to do that how many times in one night, and they're going to be pimping you and not giving you all your money. But in your head, you're telling them, you're saying to yourself, well, you know what? I don't have to live on the streets. I can live here, and this is my family because they show them they take care of me. They make sure nobody else hurt me. Meanwhile, they hurting you themselves.
Even like with women and out stripping and stuff, having to downgrade themselves and degrade themselves to just to say that you're earning something. You know what I mean? Like, why is it? I know they're like, oh well, they use that to go to school and all that stuff. No, they love that money. Trust me, I've been on that side of the coin where that hustle money is nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something real quick.
That goes to each his own.
Yeah.
Like you might do it for different reasons. I think I told the story before, like on the air, that like one of my friends, like, you know, cool girl, you know, like she was tripping, you know, at one time. And when I tell you, yeah, of course, did she like the money? Yeah, but when I tell you, this girl was struggling. She was struggling so hard by herself with her kid. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, to me, I kind of respected it. Like, yo, you hustling. You're not tricking, but you actually you have to do homework because you're now in college, you know, to be a nurse. So now you got to do homework. And then get your son ready for bed. Drop him off at your mother's house or whoever's going to babysit him for that night. Drop him off over there to go twirl on a pole for 3-4 hours and make maybe $200 a night. Plus you have your 9-to-5 job. No, so to me, like, I can't speak for everybody, but I know one person that I could tell you, and I'm proud of her to this day, only because she didn't let that hustle and that quick money, she didn't let that get the best of her. She used it to get her caught up with the bills that she had. She used it to make sure that she was able to put her son, like, in football and stuff, but keep him occupied and keep him from realizing that, like, yo, my dad's not really there. You know, my dad's not here. You know, my mom got to work hard. My mom, my grandmother always fighting, horse and turn all the time. We got a one-bedroom house that we live in. And it's not even a house, excuse me. It's like a one-bedroom, legit. Living room, kitchen, everything is all in one room.
Studio.
And that's
what
when I tell you.
Yeah.
So I can tell you. One,
I've been
and
there.
I can tell you, that one person, I don't know a lot of people, but I know that one person used that hustle life to put her through college, and now she is a nurse. You know what I'm saying? She's married. She's got two kids. You know, she's a nurse, and she's like, yo, you know what? I'm going to go back to my nurse practitioner. But now that she's married, she has his income, and she has another support system. So that's why I said, you know, it's to each his own.
Wow.
I know that one person, Miss Corbetta. You know a lot more people than I do, I'm sure. But I could tell you that one person, she used that hustle to get where she had to get. And to this day, she's legit a nurse, a registered nurse. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. If you got to do
it. So I can't knock it. So, you know more than me. You know, I haven't been on that field, but I'm just saying, like, I know one person that used that money to get where she had to go, and now she's
with
her husband, and they're about to buy a house.
But see, that's my next point, too. You know, it's just too many absent parent homes. You understand what I'm saying? Our men really need to start taking their role back as king. You want to be treated like a king, you have to act like one. It's the same as a woman. You want to be treated like a queen, you have to act like one.
Yeah, act
you
like
understand?
One, but if you know that you a side piece, then you got to be a side piece, Miss Mobetta. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know you a side piece, you know you need to be on birth control. He needs to be not tell you that he going to pull out. He needs to put on a condom to make sure that he's protected. You need to have that birth control so that you protect
true,
you. You know what I'm saying?
Is.
Like, you know
but
you're a side chick from the beginning, and now you want to keep a child? Come on. You know
and,
you're
right.
A
unfortunately,
parent.
Right. Unfortunately, these men lie and manipulate, and these women are so down and out and desperate that they believe these lies. And it's so
some
sad.
Some of the females do, too, though. It's double standard.
So sad. Oh, of course.
Do you guys think,
anyway.
I know time is of the essence, but Miss Mobetta and Twisted T and Miss Grey Queen, do you guys think that men lie more than women when it comes down to baby, I love you, I want to be with you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you get pregnant and you turn out ending up being a single parent. What do you think that is? Like, what do you think that reason is?
Can y'all hear me?
And, go ahead,
and yes, we can. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like, heck yeah, they lie more than we do. Honestly, some of the lies is uncalled for. You know, I guess it's just to uphold their ego or whatever they want to call it. But it's real, like, dumbfounded to me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my take on that part. Like, they're going to lie regardless.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm going to get caught in my lie because I can't continue to keep telling this.
I think it's an ego thing. I think it's an ego thing, and it makes them feel a little more macho to lie, you know. And
but why?
Because you know what it is. A lot of times that men are more emotional than women. They just try to control it a little more because they don't want to appear to be weak. They don't want to appear to be weak, so they're not going to give that part of themselves up totally. So they try to they'll try to flip the script around another way to make it seem like these women tripping, these women this and these women that, you know. But you know what? That can go into a whole nother topic. That could be a whole nother show right there because it happens so often. I've seen it so many times personally you're feeling some type of way, but you're trying to make it seem like I'm tripping. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yep, exactly. I know exactly what you mean.
And ain't even tripping. Nowhere near.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the divas and gods and divas that are listening, time is of the essence. It's 9:02 now, and before we get cut off, we're going to do what we normally do and go around and give our final thoughts on tonight's show and then top it off with a good night. And Miss T., since you are our first and only one to press that one tonight, would you like to give your final thoughts on tonight's
show? My final thought is, especially for us black females, women, period, Afro-American, period, let's stick together, y'all. Like, and us women, let's not bring each other down. Because if we continue to lift each other up, it'll be a much better world, and we'll get more positive thoughts and more positive action more than anything. So that's my take on everything. And, you know, to each his own, this kneeling BS, whatever you want to call it, to each his own. Do what you do. If it makes you happy, if you like it, I love it. So that's my final take.
Yeah, listen.
All right.
Oh, okay. So I'll go. Final thought. Right, my bad. Okay. So I enjoyed myself tonight. I miss you guys. Definitely like chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday night. You know. So looking forward to a lot more to come for the Diva Squad. before the year is before this year is over. I'm just excited to be in the building. As far as the topic is concerned, I think that we have to start working on each other, you know, working on each other, uplifting each other, looking more for, like, the good, you know, versus the negative, you know, versus, like, tearing people down. And think sometimes that, like, when people say it takes a village to raise a, you know, to raise a kid, I think that we should make sure that we remember that it does take a village. Think of when we were growing up, how many people it took to whip us into shape, you know, for us to get to where we are today. We have to think back on that and see if maybe we can take some of that to uplift us and our kids, you know, as we go through this journey called life right now, you know, because it's not promised. You know, anything can happen at any time. The world, to me, is in a turmoil right now. You know, it's in a turmoil, and you want to make sure that either you've done all that you can and you're ready when that time comes, you know, or whatever you feel you need to do, do it. You know, don't sit back and wait for people to say, hey, do this or do that. No, do what you feel you need to do. That's going to better yourself and your family. Because God forbid something happens with this turmoil that we're in right now and you're not able to do something or say something or accomplish something, you know, you're going to be screwed and you're going to have regrets. So my thing is, like, live your life with no regrets. You know, make sure that, like, you do what you need to do to survive for you and your kids. And at the same time, you lead by example to me, you know. And as far as the kneeling is concerned, I do believe that Trump is hiding something. I think this is a distraction right here. And I know, excuse me when I say it, Miss No Better, you're going to figure out what it is because you always debating with somebody. So you're going to figure it out, and you're going to know what it is. And you're going to be Storm? This is what it is right here. This is what we were talking about on the Diva Squad. This is the distraction. You're going to figure it out. And when you do, please make sure you let us know because I'm telling you.
You already know. That impeachment. The impeachment.
It's a distraction. I'm telling you. And there's no show. I don't think there's a show on Friday night because, you know, Rich Money has been extremely busy as well. And now he got a lot of work to do. So there's no show this Friday night.
Get on your job, Rich Money.
That's right.
I got one thing to say. I got one thing to say. Or should I say sang? We shall overcome.
Exactly.
We
shall overcome. There you go, Ray Queen.
We shall overcome someday.
Deep in our hearts.
I do believe.
You know what?
I love you,
Divas.
So we'll be back on next week. Next week, same time, same place.
Yeah.